Any question? Any ground question? To whom we should do pranam first?
From
the beginning
of this chapter.
To whom we should start before beginning? To whom we should do pranam?
Previous acharya, Radha Krishna and Gopi.
Yeah, Guru. You call. Prabhajan tamanupe tamupe tapitam dvaipayam yahakantavayajuham utreti tammetaya karovodhinam tam sarvabhutaridam mūnyam kushnam. So Bhushan has done this to do with his duty. When we to our Guru Dev, Gurudev is also good. Sarva Bhuta Hridayam Munimana Krishna. So he also so Udar Masipu like Sridhar Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So we should young Prabhupada and Tamanthi, you know this is well. You know? Vishnu Bhagavatam, first canto, Sukhdeshan, Kirtan, prayer to this Holy Master, Sri Sukhdeva Swami, young Prabhupada and Tamanthi, Tamanthi, Tukuttan. I had no any samskar. I took birth and at once I went out. And my father at that time, Haputra was calling. I could not answer, but trees answered. Haputra cried. Go there. Yes. Told that his son, his father, at last went out and again anyhow he was called again. Told whole Srimad Bhagavat by the request of Sukadeva Goswami. So he is Antarjami.
He's like the super soul in the heart.
Everyone. Why? Because he knows the heart of Krishna. And Krishna is everywhere. So he knows. Why he is praying so? That you have told Srimad Bhagavatam in the Parikshit Maharaj in this Sabha. Sabha means
in this assembly.
And it is not a very kya ho gaya ha kon jamuna kon jamuna kon le blood blood ho chup chap baith gaya wahan pe aap apna de usko bula do baith gaya kon laga tha chup chap usame baith gaya आप नहीं समझेंगे तो आएगा तो क्या बात अभी रख दो तो चुपचाप राधा जी को कृष्ण को दे दे जा राधा कृष्ण के पड़ा
सो
इज थिंकिंग that this topic is so much high, so great, so deep, so resourceful, that anywhere in any epic up till now has not been described. So, his plenary Sukadeva Goswami is it. That what you have told to Parikshit, I want to hear again and I want to have idea realized no, I want to. Not only to know. Very much difference between knowing and realizing. And it can be realized only by the realized soul. Only a jnani person cannot make any person realized. So you are realized solely about this avashtatva, which has not been explained anywhere else other than Shivamaya. Are they great to know and to realize all these things? So you can only do because you are only authorized for doing so, qualified to do so. Another person is known, authorized, qualified to do. So, by praying this, they should begin our this 33 slopes. It's tam sukh uvaca. इत्थं भगवतो गुप्त श्रुत्वा Vacha Supesala. The whole Virahayavam, Virahajam, Tapam, Tadambu, Pachita, Susa. Here, Rasleela, from beginning up to last end, is the Leela of Mahabhava, not less than Mahabhava. Because Anurag cannot reach here. Anurag means your Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and the Sakha, they cannot also reach here. So it begins from Mahabhava and goes up to last things. Have you any conception of Mahabhava? Anything? A little, you can, not conception, any idea, any gyan, knowledge.
I know the only ones who have Mahabhava are the gopis and the Chaitanya, Srimati Radha.
When in this world only sadhana bhakti can be done, and after that to some extent bhav, sadhana bhajan, sadhana bhakti and bhav bhakti. But the most matured state of bhav is not somehow possible in this physical body, this material body. Even bhav cannot, full bhav cannot be in this. Only some extent. What is called sadhana bhakti? All sadhans are not called sadhana bhakti. It has a special definition. When sadhana is done to Udayakarana, awaken bhav, then it is called sadhana. If you have any sadhana to preach only, it is not sadhana. No? Because it is not for gaining bhav. It can make a platform, but this should not be called to erect a temple. To do sankirtan or chant, to hear, it will not be called sadhana. If it is not for awakening bhav. If I am doing kirtan here, so that so many gatherings should come here. And they should praise my all these things. I am doing Janmashtami with a very vast scale. There are so many things to see. What is called?
Exhibition.
And so prasad distribution
laps at lap, persons and devotees are coming and seeing, going and seeing this, we are now satisfied and we have fulfilled, we are fulfilled. Safalta?
Successful.
We are successful. Is it, we called our kirtan and shaman and then anusthan for bhav bhakti? Understand? If here there are low classes of adhikari, not good qualified, I should not tell this fact. So I don't want that unqualified persons should hear. They will not take in mind this thing. So, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran is also not called Sadhan Bhakti. If it is not doing for, we are doing for achieving or having bhav. Actually, when we think deep, this thing that what Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, that so deep functions, what is that term, you know?
Bahu-arambha.
Bahu-arambha. That is the word. So that written. Praise is coming, avalti is coming, so all persons are coming, everything is coming, and bhav goes deep anywhere else. So our sadhana should be like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and like Bindu Mangala. Actually, one need to attain bhav, rati. If we are chanting King Harina, remembering Krishna, it will not be unfruitful. It will certainly be some fruit. And we see and we realize it. So much wealth comes, so much wealth, so much reputation, so much disciples, so much everything is coming. So it is not bhav, it is sadhana. It will not fruit bhav. When you especially care for obtaining that kind of bhav in one way, one mukhi,
if single mind
fixed in one point.
Only for bhav, not for other things. Then we can obtain bhav or may not. If Krishna and his own, but associations are so much,
pleased.
Doing so hard, sadhan bhajan, yet it is so durlabham. Bhav bhakti is so durlabha. Sadhan bhakti is not so durlabha, but bhav bhakti is so durlabha. So it should be one point of that. Bhav, seeing bhav and going in this state in nose, then bhav. If there are so many things, easily this bhakti, Shravana Kirtana Smaran, can give, easily it can give Vaikuntha bhakti and everything.
पर भाव का नहीं, भाव का। देन बाय चांस, बाय और फॉर्चून, गुड फॉर्चून, बाय द एसोसिएशंस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड बाय कृष्ण, ये भाव इज अटेम्प्ट। देन भाव भक्ति will at that time it will call, then when it denote, it refers to prema bhakti, otherwise it is not bhava bhakti. If you refer to braj bhakti, prema bhakti, prema bhakti means braj bhakti, you are not referring, and your bhav has come and your rati has come, but it can go to Vaikunth, it can go to lower than four muktis, you know,
sarupya,
it can go. If you have not one point to go to prema bhakti and braja bhakti, you can direct your bhav back to Mathura, also to Dwarka, also to Ajodhya, also anywhere else. So all bhav bhakti should be one pointed, and sadhine bhavive jaha siddhite paive taha. What you will thing at the time of sadhana, you will have that thing in sadhana. No? So we should have made our bhav so bad, because this is abhas of prema bhakti bhav, parvati. The rays of
sun,
prem rupi sun. So, in five rasas, and especially in Sringar or Madhur Ras, there are so many branches, lakhs and lakhs branches. Where do you go? What branch you will have to have? So from bhav you will have to decide it. These are things, points by which we can have the realization. I'm not telling of jnana. By reading books here and there, and we can do jnana, but not realization. At the time of bhav, we have to know by any Vaishnava how to make our bhakti mixed with bhav, vibhav, sattvic, devisad also. So what we will think in bhav, we can achieve in the same thing. Only the stage unripe and ripe. So everything should be cleared here. When it is cleared, then comes prem. Prem is immortal. But what we see in this world, or everything is mortal. This upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and Gopi between them, and loving affairs to each other. When we will think anything of prem, we will think of only mortal pact. Krishna took the hand of Gopi. What you will think? Not above mortal. Only that idea will come, that how a young person takes the hands of a young lady, and what moods are coming, we can feel. Not more than this. But if actually Bhava Vishuddha Sat has come in our heart, a little part, then these things will not come. So everything is about prem here. The sar of prem, essence of prem is sneha. Essence of sneha is man or pranay. After that, sneha, man, pranay, rag, then anurag, then bhav and mahabhav. The sarup of Srimati Radhika is of mahabhav, and the sarup of all gopis are mahabhav. Nothing material. No space there from where the mortal things can reach there. Understand? So it is beyond all these things. Here rag means, at first we should take prem. What is prem? In definition we see that prem Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva. Comes in fully Sandra, Sandratma. Sandratma means the deep,
condensed
thick prem. This is the sarup of prem. At that time mamata towards Krishna becomes so much thick, and the bhav, mood of mamata, mixing something, makes so much dilute heart
melting.
Kya ukita premier definition ta? Samyak masanito swanta. Mamata atishyam kita. Bhava sandratma eva.
Budhai
prema nigat. If there is a prem but not heart melting, these are coming. But like kadamba,
hairs are standing on it.
Everything is coming out, ashtasaptik vikar. But heart is not melted. Then you should think that it is rasa dushta. Actually, no bhav, no prem. Rasa bhas or rasa dushta. Heart should be melted by fasting mamata. That is not, then you should think that it is rasa dusta. Actually, no bhav, no prem. Rasabhas are rasa dusta. Hearts should be melted by parting mamata. Mamata is secondary thing. It is tatastha lakshan. Understand? Tatastha lakshan. And swarup lakshan is sandratma. Sandratma means prem has come up to the stage of sneha. Loving to Krishna. This love, affection is your sandratma. And mamata comes automatically. And when it develops, this body cannot tolerate. Then goes to man, sneha, man, pranaya, raga. When our chitta vritti, chitta vritti means kya?
Consciousness.
Is quite colored and red. Anurag. That is called rag. When a cotton, fresh cotton, is given in very deep red color, and it's everything, every part, its atoms are also
colored red.
Then it is called rag. And when once colored, and again, minute by minute, it is new color of coming. Then it is called, and to the extreme of this anurag, it is called bhav. When anurag goes away in such a state that it is called swayam sambeddha dasa and comes up to javad ashraya vritti, then this anurag is called mahabhav. All the gopis are of same mahabhav. What is swasambeddha dasa? If anyone knows himself only, no other knows, it is called swasambeddha. If any fact only you know, other don't know, swa means yourself. Vedya mane to know. Here we are not telling to us, but we are telling about anurag. When anurag extend himself up to the last point of anurag, and anuragi only can know anurag. Only anurag knows that. That is called swasambeddha dasa. Some more clarification is needed. Jiva Goswami is telling that this anurag is only in gopi heart. Because gopis' heart and their body, everything has been made by this thing. Like a clay pot is made of clay. So everything is clay. So, all gopis body, mind, soul, eyes, heart, everything is made of anurag. And anurag is fully in gopis. So gopis can know this. What gopis knows, that is called no other, no prince of Dwarka or Mathura or anyone or Ajodhya, prince of, because anurag is not there. So fair anurag is, by that anurag we can know Krishna. How beautiful he is, how he is sweet, how his bansi is sweet, what his bansi tells, how he attracts whole world and to her, how his pastimes are sweet, so sweet. There are four kinds of special things in Krishna. Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, and Gopi only test them in extent, no bound. Bound means?
No limit.
No limit. If Dwarka Vasini, they will hear the sweet voice of Bansi, but they will not be so much attracted as Gopi are. It is so sweet, but if Kans hears the sweet voice of Bansi, he will be attracted or not? Why? Because he has no anurag. What anurag? He has not even Shraddha. So a person who has no sabha, no bhav, no rati, no prem, no sneh, if a man has some sneh, it can hear something. So they will admire the prince of Dwarka, but they will not play in the rash. They will feel same. How to play? Oh, all are seeing. How to be naked? How to lead all others? Our children have grown so up. They are bound to their Gurujan. But gopis have so much anurag that by hearing or seeing any of four, they become mad, and at that time they have no anything to think. Where it is justice or injustice, nay or anay, or what is bad or wrong, they have nothing. Anurag is so. To whom this anurag is found, only they can know this. How Krishna is so perfect. So it is called Swasambhidya Dasha. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells in different in philosophical terms, so that we under all these things, qualification, we can have some idea. He comes so lower down and tells, define this thing. He is telling that without anurag anyone cannot realize Krishna beauty, Krishna madhurya. If anyone has anurag, they can realize this. And the matter is this, But if it depends on the degree of anurag to realize the madhurya of Krishna. If the degree is low, then the relation will be low. If the degree of anurag is
high,
then their relation will be high. If it is purna, relation is purna. If it is purnatar, relation will be purnatar. And if realizes
purnatam,
their realization also should be purnatam. It depends on anurag. To know this, we should think also there are some points. Anything penetrating? I will ask about this thing. And if you will not answer, I will tell go out of room. Any of ladies also. Tomorrow I will ask. We should know if Vishwanath Chakravarti is talking. एक घंटा हमले हमने कर दिए फोन 45 मिनट कर दिए बोले तो 45 देखो लग गई सुनिए आई विल टेल 35 बिकॉज़ आई एम नॉट आई वांट टू फिनिश दिस विश्वनाथ चौधरी ठाकुर इज टेलिंग वनली टू नो एंड टू रियलाइज कृष्णा is so merciful, is so madhur, his words are so sweet, he is so beautiful, and his bansi is so sweet, his good qualities are so sweet. Without anurag we cannot know, we cannot realize. This anurag manifest in three ways. तीन प्रकार से प्रकाशित होता है. First as a current, कर्ता कर्म करण. कर्ता माने subject, कर्म माने object, and करण माने by means. I karta, mango karma, I am eating mango. Eating is kriya, verb. And I am eating mango by the help of knife. Cutting. This is karan. Karan means karta, karma, karan. This is what?
Means.
Cause. No? Three things actually are needed to realization of that Krishna Madhuri. If there is anurag, by anurag we can test Krishna all madhuri. If there is no anurag, then we cannot test. Here is karan, cause. Understand? If anurag, there is not anurag, we cannot realize anything of Krishna. So anurag here is cause of realization. And it depends on sambhit. No?
At first, Sambit comes in the shape of Jnana, knowledge. And that knowledge with Rasik Vaishnava turns into Rasa, and then it is called Bhav, mood. And it descends from Prem to Mahabhav, Madan Bhuta. He is my son. This is only knowledge. No? But by seeing the son, there is son, mother is here, and milk comes out from her breast. Why it came?
Because of affection.
Now that knowledge that he is my son has turned into rasa, mamata, sneha. So living so much distance, 100 and 1,000 miles it may be, but here milk comes, or tears are coming only to remember by this thing, not by touching and seeing only. Anyhow, when it touches in heart, so Jnana lives here, knowledge. And Prem, Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav. And that Anurag can realize all this, otherwise not. So it is cause or cause. This should be shortened there. If some development goes, then it comes karma. Karma means object. It is that to realize Krishna beauty, he is seeing this thing.
Eyebrow.
And she is seeing that Krishna is seeing towards corner of eye. And this bhangi. Bhangi means?
Attitude, mood.
This same mood speaks to heart. From eyes and eyes, and it comes in the heart. Then we realize something. What Krishna is? How she is? He is beautiful, and how she is? And what he wants? Then it is karma. You realize this thing is karma. No? It is upper than that onward. Here is karma. Here I am Naika. Krishna is Nayak. And I am testing him. This is anurag. Three things are there. And he melts and melts and melts. Always doing rasa swadana, karma. Here, Nayak and Naika both comes less important. Understand? At that time, I am Nayak, she is Naika. It is known. But gradually it comes less important. Only Aswadan, Ananda, is developing. But at that time she sees Krishna also. At Krishna she is thinking each other. And they are testing each other. This thing also lives there. But when above this stage comes, it is so developed anurag that na so ramani, na so raman. I am not Naika, he is not Nayak. Where is he? Where am I? Who am I? Who is he? Nothing. Only the taste is there. Mood is there. This is the fruit of Hladini. Hladini means Ananda. So Ananda is there. Both mixed and became only Ananda. This is Rasaraj Mahabharata mixed. In this is so Sambhedya Dasa. Only that prem in the highest stage, he only knows that there is Ananda. Nothing, here is not Krishna and he Naika. A stage is like so. And this is called bhav. The three things: karana, karma, bhav. Cause, object, and mood. When it comes on the last stage, it is called swasambhedya dasa. Only that bhav mood of Ananda can realize that prem, can test that prem. So it is called swasambhedya dasa. But it can be in every gopis, less or more, because all gopis are of Mahabhava. Here he has told that swasambhedya dasa comes javad ashraya vritti. Javad ashraya vritti means last stage of ashraya and visaya. The visaya of prem is Krishna and the ashraya of prem is Srimati Radhika. So all these things swasambhedya dasa. Only in being in highest mood in Srimati Radhika, because he is the last point of Ashraya. When Krishna will be Ashraya of this prem, he will be also insane. Then he will see that I am, where is Radhika, where I am, only Ananda. And thus a stage has come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone can go in this stage and read Bhagavatam this, then actually he can understand. And if anyone is so much far distant from this idea, only worldly things for sample of Udharan.
For example,
we will see all these things. So by bhajan we should go up to worldly things, doing bhajan, and we should have sakti, shuddha sattva, and then we will rise more and more. If it is so happiness in reading, in still when we are in worldly modes, still we are so much benefited. But when we have sadhana like that, and we have Vishuddha Sattva, then we realize.
today, only Bhumika,
introduction.
Introduction. And after that, we return. This is a very, very graphic thing, very deep thing. To read Srimad Bhagavatam, how to be qualified. No other duty, nothing, nothing, nothing. Only how to see that. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When you will go to preach, you will have to tell the history of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. I am not this body, I am this body. Leave anger, have everything. So it has been told. Then you will have to be pakka vairagi. Don't come. Otherwise, everything will be lost. Bandh kar diya usne pehle. Going on.